Now back to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Welcome back as we roll on final hour of this program. Let's continue with more phone calls at 855-2427. Brendan is up next. Hello, Brendan.
Paul! Hey! Guess what time it is, Paul? It's game week time. That's right. We got the whole family coming over. The finest possum stew going down this week. We got it all coming together. Mullen ain't doling out here. The offense is going to be humming. I don't care about them croots who keep leaving us left and right. They probably didn't commit some capital crimes. They ain't right for this UF program. We got out here our top QB, Philippe Franks. Paul, I love Philippe. And what, they got them there canes coming out with that there turnover chain? How about that Tate Martell? Let me Martell you something, loser. Why don't you learn your route tree? Because you ain't no quarterback. Hey! I gotta get out of here, Paul. Gotta get out of here with my sister, Jethro Wilson. We're getting married. Chomp, chomp.
We'll take a break. More of your phone calls. We're coming right back.
7-9 Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, Broward County's 2019 signature event. It is coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. And this year's event is headlined by multi-platinum recording artist The Killers. Also appearing in the 1975, The Revivalist, K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and a whole lot more. A limited number of early bird two-day general admission tickets are on sale now at theticketmiami.com almost for just $59. I heard that. I think I heard yesterday. Are the VIPs sold out?
The VIPs are sold out. Well, you might be able to weasel your way in.
See if there's still VIP tickets. This is a VIP deal for $9. But I was overhearing in the old marketing department. I heard those things were going fast. So if you guys want to get the Riptide Music Festival real for a great price, it's always an awesome time. I would get to theticketmiami.com, get your tickets now. It's Riptide Fest powered by Ford. You guys can get all the details right here on the ticket. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, I believe, boys, the champ, Shannon the Cannon Briggs, is going to make his debut in the new studios. He's pumped. He's fired up, let me tell you.
Do we have enough dump buttons?
He doesn't know.
He's not a cursor.
He doesn't curse.
Never cursed.
Never.
Never.
Nope.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Masvidal.
Everybody else.
Every other fighter.
Okay.
Everybody else.
Every other fighter.
I think he was
Deontay Wilder.
The only other person that we could count on not to swear was DC, and
he let us down.
Yeah.
He let us down.
Yeah. Now we have Mr. Dump Button.
I felt bad because DC put this post off this week about he felt sorry for letting everybody down. I don't know why he's got to do that. Why?
Well, he didn't let nobody down.
He's talking he's going to retire and he's depressed.
I think he should retire. I don't know what's left for him to do. He's got so much ahead of him as a commentator. He's one of the best in the game. He's 40. You get out and you got all your wits about you. Hey, man, there's no shame in that. He's had an amazing career. So I don't know, but the whole thing about him feeling like he let people down, I was like, man, who did you let down?
You know, that's like, oh, I didn't want to go out like that. And then they chase.
Yeah, nobody, but you know how rare it is that people get to go out
on top?
George St. Pierre or John Elway or anybody who gets to go out on top? Nobody goes out on top.
Nobody does.
It's so rare.
Nobody does.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFS.
Robbie, what is Robbie doing over there?
Miramar, I was just saying.
Radio.com sports station.
I was just telling Leroy during the break because Robbie was beating himself up because he played the old Feinbaum call.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to get Robbie a spa day. Something to just relax.
Whoa. Screw that.
Yeah. Robbie, change your life.
No, listen.
A couple cucumbers
on your... The spa day could go kick rocks.
I feel like...
A couple cucumbers on your eyes, you'd be a new man.
I feel like ever since we moved to this building, you've been intimidated by this new board, this new setup, and it has you rattled. I think you do need a day.
Well, the new
day.
System also does have grave deficiencies.
Yeah, I move stuff around.
It completely does. I don't want to even get in there because, whatever. But I feel like a day of relaxation could do you right.
Yeah, I'll come in all relaxed, and then I'll be back to angry again. It's be fake relaxation.
I don't think that's the case, man. Sometimes that clears your head. It's good for you.
Yeah, you need a day where you get all the toxins out, then you can focus.
Well, I can't even focus on the spa day. I have bets probably pending while I'm at the spa, and
that's
I have
probably,
no idea what's going on.
He probably does have bets pending. That's probably true.
See, that's the pressure of the action, man. The pressure of the action. All right, let's get to this. It's dress rehearsal night, baby.
Big time.
I was driving in. I was listening to the some sort of radio situation, and they were telling me tonight is dress rehearsal night. We're going to have all the coverage.
I feel like I'm the only one that came in costume.
Did you just say costume?
Costume?
Yeah, costume.
Is that what that is? I thought it looks like it, that. How old is that jersey?
It's pretty old. It's Ricky Williams. The last name's not even on the back, so it's during dark times.
That jersey looks like pajamas.
I thought he rolled out of bed.
I thought he rolled out of bed.
No, this is dress rehearsal.
I completely forgot. I apologize.
All right, so, Zach Kranz never misses a dress rehearsal. He has a Cameron Wake jersey every single game.
Yeah, I've seen Cameron Wake. Is that what he does? He wears
that's
it every
what he
game?
Does, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to ask him what his streak is.
The QAM people, they have like their little like jersey Tuesdays or jersey this day, and we do wear this on this day.
But he wears it every single Dolphins game, in preseason or regular season. He's busting out that Cameron Wake jersey.
I was just thinking that he liked that Cameron Wake jersey. I thought he was just wearing it all.
No, it's his Dolphins game day jersey.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what his active streak is.
It is Dolphins. It is Jaguars. Miami's a 3-point favorite tonight at home.
Can't really comment on that because that game may or may not be
in the doom bucket. Fitzy getting the start today. Fitzmagic.
Is that official?
I believe so. Am I wrong on that? I thought I saw Beasley say something about that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I'm not saying you're not wrong.
And evidently...
is Sam McGuavin getting the start tonight, Beast, in the dress rehearsal?
I think he's a starter.
I think he might be, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he might be, too. It's kind of cool. CFL to starter. Well,
I know that says good things about him, but what does it say about the Dolphins that a guy just comes in from the CFL?
Here, it's weird because one of the things, and this was I was, you know, real curious about is the CFL, it probably gave him a leg up because he's used to playing in space. They're all really small linebackers, okay? You don't have anybody that's just, for example, plays in a phone booth, just a 250, 260-pound linebacker that can't cover anybody that has to come out on third down. They don't have any of those guys. What they do have is a lot of smaller guys that they expect to play in space. And so when you have a guy that came from the Canadian Football League and he says, I had to get used to playing in space – I would guess that's why the Dolphins found him attractive in the offseason.
No, I understand why they find him attractive. I'm just like talking about like the he came in and he's really good, but like he was able to secure a starting spot because they don't have that they don't have a great team.
One, guys were banged up, so he got more of an opportunity early. Then they probably realized, hey, a lot of these things are transferring from Canadian football that we could use here. They're all the same size. Like, do the Dolphins have a linebacker over 200 and...
I don't know, I'll have to go look.
Right? That's not a rush-in?
Yeah, no doubt. They have tweeners. Which Mahuzi. Dolphins kickoff tonight. It's been moved, I think, to 8:15 officially, but we will still have the pregame on 560 The Joe at 4.
The Joe?
With Witty and Crowder.
Is this a Fox thing or is this just for a one?
Probably a TV game, I think, is why we heard that it was going to be moved to 8:15, but don't worry about it.
You need to hear Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talk for 15 minutes?
Yep, an extra 15. No doubt about it. The Braves beat the Marlins again yesterday. 5-0.
Boy.
Why are you guys all depressed on the ball? It's like
it's
a notepad season.
No one likes the Braves,
right? I know, but what are you gonna do? They lost. They're 35 games under 500. You move on. You move on to the next day. Today you got the Sandman. Now they have lost 11 straight on the road, and I'm wondering if they're gonna win a road game the rest of the season, but that's another story.
What's the next series?
They come back here to take on the Phillies for 3 games.
Okay. I mean, coming back to the friendly confines.
See your old friend JT Realmuto. They actually played really well against the Phillies. They're actually quite
Is Triple M going to make it out to one last game this year?
Yeah, I think so. I want to get them to the
is there a day game?
There is. And you believe it in September there is a day game against the Milwaukee Brewers. It's our old friend.
Huh.
Oh yeah. Well, you think he's going to play day game after night game?
I don't care.
Well, he's not a catcher.
yeah, but he's got a bad back.
No, but we can...
They're fighting for their pennant race lives.
Listen, it's a day game. No one will be there. We can get seats right behind the visiting clubhouse. We can have a little chat with them. Well,
I would be in the... We want to be behind, like, right
field. You want to have Triple M to have a conversation with Christian Yelich?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
During the game, yeah.
You think that's going to go good?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
These walls ain't no Miller Park. Something along those lines.
That's what you would say, Robbie.
I would say
not Macho Marlins, man.
I would love Yelich, then come out of the dugout and punch you.
He had heard his.
If he hits a fly ball with warning track power, we'd be like, yep.
Macho Man's going to be interviewing you, Christian Yelich. He's like, tell me the truth now. Did you go out there when you got to Milwaukee? Did you go with Clay Matthews and take all the juice? I've been there before. I was there with Hulk Hogan, and we were there in the 80s, and that just was the situation. That just was the times. So did you, and I'm not judging, did you, Greek Freak, Ryan Braun, and Clay Matthews all go right into a juice tub?
No further questions,
a tub?
A juice tub?
Yeah, like they dip themselves in like the Terminator, and they just come out all Hulk.
like what he did when he got to that margarita?
Yes.
Except
just a concoction.
It'd be all like juices and berries.
All right, boys. Listen. We heard all week Tim Tebow's talking to the Gators, giving inspirational speeches, all this stuff. And Miami says, you know what? We're Vince Wilfork's our honorary captain on Saturday, and we're like, okay, that's good. Vince Wilfork's gonna be an NFL Hall of Famer, and certainly has a great career. But we might need a little oomph. So Manny Diaz yesterday makes a little call down to the Keys. Says, JJ, you out in the boat today? No? You taking the day off? Why don't you drive up here in your sports car and come to practice? So the Silver Fox rides up US 1.
Or Card Sound.
It could be Card Sound. I don't know which way he goes.
Depends on the traffic.
Pulls over in the Gables. Stops at practice.
You don't think he comes in a hot air balloon like AB?
No. He likes to drive. He has, I don't know if he has a Corvette. I forget what he has now, but Jimmy likes to.
I picture Jimmy Johnson riding like an old school car with the top down.
He likes fast.
With the windows down?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He likes speed?
Oh, yeah.
I picture him like a cruising guy. Like,
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like an old Cadillac, Leroy.
No.
Or maybe a Jeep. Jeep with no walls?
No. Trust me. Nope. No.
Drives with a foot out the door?
No. That's not. No.
Why do those people do that?
Pedal to the metal, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Flies up US 1.
He just seems these days like such a relaxed person.
Except when he gets in a car and he wants to fly. He's relaxed on the sea. He's relaxed, at the house.
It's, you know, age changes people. Are you sure?
I'm positive, man.
All right, man.
How old is Jimmy Johnson?
Dude, whatever. 70-something.
Is it really? No.
It's not. You don't think 70s? He's 70?
No, Jimmy Johnson.
He's definitely at least 70.
He.
Oh,
is,
I love that we're now getting texts. Joe Rose, what do you think about Brian Flores playing 8 straight?
He is 76 years old.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, man.
Whoa! I would have lost money on that bet. Because Jimmy Johnson has looked the same for 25
years.
No,
he looks great, bro.
It's a natural tan.
Bro, he spends all day outside. He doesn't need a spray tan.
You know what?
And the big chill.
You know what the sun does to white folks?
What does it do to white folks? Is it a thing?
I don't know.
After years of that sun, it make white people look like their skin is Corinthian
leather.
No,
he properly coats himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro, that's a natural tan.
That is a 100% natural.
Sits there with the reflector.
Jimmy got there yesterday and. Had a little talk with the team. Had a little talk with Jaren Williams.
Oh, thank God.
Told him ball control was good. Protect the football. Talked to the defense. Listen. Was talking blitzing schemes with Manny. They got this.
What'd
Jaren
Williams
know what?
Got this.
Here's the problem.
There's no problem.
I hate when people do this. Right?
No. Nay.
You can talk all the schematics you want.
Oh, no.
At some point, your players got to be able to play.
And they can.
Let me ask you something.
Can they block?
Hey, can you get the soundbite, Robbie? I saw this. I saw Jaren Williams was talking that he's in some kind of group text with the ex-quarterbacks. I got to know what's going on in this group text because I remember Romberg had something like this with his former line like back in college. But I wonder like who is in this text and does he want that advice?
I wouldn't say any of that surprised me, but I have a little quarterback group that we all stay in contact with, like Brad Kaya, Stephen Morris, Malik, and those guys. So it wasn't anything surprising.
Huh. Wow. So can we get in a group text with Ken Dorsey and Gozar?
I was just going to say, can we add at least a Gino?
Yeah, can we get some,
winner?
You know, let's just up a little bit.
Maybe like Vinny can slide in there.
I can do that. Vinny and Bernie.
Can you slip him Jaren Williams' way?
Yeah, can you just send him that way? I'll get a number. You get a number.
Although, is Testaverde like not cool with the Canes anymore? Where is his son?
His son
Florida
is,
State?
No, son's at the NFL. Somewhere.
NFL tried out for Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
He transferred to Texas Tech, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, listen, no harm, no foul. Like, listen, he couldn't hack it. It was all, I think everyone left on good terms.
All right.
By the way, although, it's been a rough go for the Cades babies of the grades, like Ray Lewis III. You know, he didn't stick around for too long.
Michael Irvin's son.
Well, he's still on the team for now. But
yeah, I was reading good things about Michael Irvin's son.
I'm worried about Baby Njoku. That's not a evidence. Baby, that's a brother, but still.
Why are you worried about him?
Because I thought he would have been better.
How old is he?
Why?
I don't know. I just...
His brother was good?
No, I just...
Is that like the Lakers going and getting Thanos Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, exactly.
Marcus Vick at Virginia Tech.
The Lakers are...
That's a terrible one right there.
The Canes absolutely...
They ended him.
The Canes ended Marcus Vick.
Did you just put a T on the end?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That was when
Vic Vapor wrote.
Dennis Dodd wrote an article about
also.
Miami being horrible, which they were getting to that point. And then Miami absolutely destroyed Marcus Vick, and Art Keogh was losing in the locker room going, "Find me Dennis Dodd! Find me Dennis Dodd!"
Who's less fun, Dennis Dodd or Paul Feinbaum?
Feinbaum.
No, Feinbaum. I know Dennis Dodd. He can be a fun guy.
Really?
Yeah. Is there anyone?
Get him on the
somebody
show?
Said,
like a real fun guy or like a Kawhi fun guy?
Hey, Fiegel's kid.
Fiegel's kid. Oh, God.
I'm trying to think who's. I mean, I hate to say this.
Had to go to another continent.
They haven't had the most success, but as far as, making it through college and draft, the Boses.
I mean, Patchen has a chance.
The Boses, they all get rated, ranked, and drafted.
Yeah, and then they fail.
Wasn't Watt's brother okay? Isn't TJ okay in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
He's
Watt's
a fullback, right?
Yeah.
He's a full.
No.
No, I think he has a. I think his brother.
There's a fullback for the Chargers, Spencer Watt.
Yeah, I think there's three of them.
There's three of them.
And then one's a D lineman or a linebacker?
Yeah, for Pittsburgh.
I think he's a linebacker.
A linebacker, okay.
Beast is a Ryan Hill. Remember the Canes, Ryan Hill? Was he related to Randall Hill?
He was not related.
Remember the Canes had a Ryan Hill.
The Blades. The Blades brothers. The brothers were fine. But the any siblings or young ones?
Al's son is on the team now,
but he's only a sophomore, right?
Yeah. Remember AJ Highsmith?
And all of the Blades. A little bit crazy.
There's some.
You don't say.
I remember going bowling. Remember we used to go right on 136? There used to be a bowling alley there before the hurricane?
Yeah.
And I saw one Blades throw a bowling ball at the other one.
That's story.
Just bowl. I'm like, damn!
Xavier Shannon, he played 1 year. He was a transfer from FIU, but Randy Shannon's kid played center.
That was right.
What was the poundage on that one?
I don't know. I mean, somebody start throwing a bowling ball, like you don't know whether to laugh or like, wow, he threw a bowling ball at his brother. Imagine what he'd do to you.
Man, I'm pretty sure Al Golden's son was on the roster.
Just imagine.
No, shut up.
Just imagine.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Wait, but just imagine.
Al Golden's son was on the roster.
Yes, he was.
Football against
Al Golden didn't have a son that was that
if
old.
If they that crazy.
They're literally doing two shows at the same time.
Yes.
If he that crazy with his brother, imagine how crazy they were on the football field.
Holy hell. It was Al Golden's nephew, not his son.
Hey, by the way.
How about Chicolo Jr.?
How about minus one?
Right. Why are you doing that?
What happened?
We sit here having a conversation.
Minus one.
You wondering whether Al Golden's kid played for the team?
That was my bad.
That was him.
I brought it up.
Minus one.
I remember
one.
Seeing on a roster one time somebody Golden from New Jersey.
I'm going to throw this one out. Winslow Jr.
He was
really good.
His dad didn't play for Miami.
Right. Well, I'm just saying in general.
Same thing with Jarrett Payton. His dad didn't play for Miami.
No, that is true. That is correct.
Chicolo.
I think we need to recalibrate. That end of that segment was just...
But that's because Beast and Robbie just went...
Well, he started talking about Al Golden's son. Al Golden's son was like five
or
something.
Did you guys just turn the Whipples kid into Golden? Is that what happened?
No. Golden's nephew played on the Canes.
All right.
For a hot second.
We'll be back after this.
Now back to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Welcome back as we roll on final hour of this program. Let's continue with more phone calls. Let's check next with Sean, who is next up in Florida. Hello, Sean. Good afternoon.
Paul! Hey! You're spot on there, Paul. Should have shut down that Hurricanes program. Bunch of cheats walking out there with their cocaine and their thong bikinis and fake asses, Paul! and shut down all them. That won't happen with that gator. We do two things down here. All right, brew moonshine, sharks, and don't forget about this, Paul. The murder thing, that's past. Urban's gone. Paul! Hey! You won't be wearing that turnover chain again, Paul. Trust me. Instead, you're going to be wearing the turnover jorts. Chomp, chomp, go gator.
Thanks for the call.
Welcome back, everybody. Dolphins preseason is underway, and 7-9 Ticket will have daily Fins reports with the latest news and information. Those reports are sponsored by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal. The champ, Shannon the Cannon Briggs, is en route. He is going to join us in studio today. Maybe he can talk some bleep on this Paul Feinbaum and this nonsense. He had the weirdest take. He had the weirdest take yesterday. I was listening back to on this Joker show, and you know, he's listening to all of his minions who call in, all the Jethros and Billy Bobs and, you know, just a lot of them, Leroy. And he's like talking about the Hurricanes, and then he has the strangest Manny Diaz take of all time. It was just super weird where he's just like, oh, you guys think that this Manny Diaz is going to be some good coach? Just a huge weirdo.
Listen, I think the program was about as dirty as it could get. I mean, you had this guy, Nevin Shapiro. It was out of control, and you're right. A number of people thought they just ought to throw away the key and slam the door. And I think they were pretty close to that. But, you know, give them credit. I mean, they have come back from the dead. They're not back yet, though. That's the thing about Miami. They always think they're back when they do one thing. You know, this is a program that had a shot at winning three championships in the early 2000s. They won the first one with Larry Coker. Remember, they lost another one in a controversial game to Ohio State. They had another team in that run that was probably very capable of winning it all. They destroyed Florida in a bowl game.
Yeah,
but
those old times.
Yeah, they never quite recovered. They just made a calamity of errors, and just because Manny Diaz's father was a mayor and he's popular doesn't mean he's going to be a good coach.
What? What does that mean?
What does one have to do with the other?
What does that mean, Leroy? What is he talking about? What is he talking about? What does that mean? He's such a weird guy. He is such a weird guy. Feinbaum, I can't figure you out, man. You're just a weirdo. That's all I can put on it. You're sitting here and you're like, oh, just let me rack my brain here and let me think of something witty. And Manny Diaz's dad was a mayor, which doesn't mean he's going to be good. Huh? What are you talking about? Like, yeah.
Why don't you guys just go? Don't worry about all that.
Because it's just ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Every time.
Wait, here.
Every year with these jokers.
Coming from Mr. Like, when it comes to trolling, you are Father Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But you get trolled so easily.
I'm not getting trolled.
You are.
That's what this guy thinks. He
Why
thinks
do you
these
care
things.
What Paul Feinbaum thinks?
Because he's out there and people listen to him.
Here, how
he's
about
right.
this?
People think of him as credible.
How about this? Win some games.
No.
Win some important games.
Nope.
And then.
Nope.
Listen. You're right. Win some games, but in the meanwhile, let me listen to these clowns go out there and say things like, "Well, just because Manny Diaz's dad was mayor doesn't mean he's what? What is he looking for a pardon out on the field? What are you talking about, Paul? Is he going to be out there trying to, like, you know, pave streets? I don't understand the take. It's so strange to me.
Here's what happens, and it happens with everybody who talks about Miami, right? A lot of people see Miami and put them on the level of all the other universities, the Alabamas and whatever. And from this standpoint, Miami is different because they've won championships with less. I mean, as far as facilities, as far as backing from alumni, as far as they've done all their winning with less. So when people look at Miami and see the ebbs and flows of the program, they want to treat them like, you know,
like they don't belong.
Like they have like they have unlimited resources. So I would say to Miami fans, like, you understand what this program is about.
Right.
And stop worrying about what other people think because they're on the outside looking
in. Like I
know you can't, but you got to because it's coming from a lot of these comments. It come from a place of ignorance,
right?
And so, but you look,
learn
long time ago.
Learn you something.
A long time ago, a coach told me this: you can't coach stupid.
I like that.
So you can't like. To get all bothered and for fans to get all bothered about people that don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But this is the thing that always drives me crazy about it is we do this year in and year out, and I would hope they would learn. Like, it's like they go back and they play the hits. The same thing. Every time it feels like the Canes get
okay,
a little bit of shine.
It's a go-to. It's like a Rolodex of go-to
things.
They're
like, oh, yeah, well, you know, they almost shut that program down. And it's like, come on, man. Like,
no,
this is what we're doing.
They never almost shut it down, though.
But that's what they say.
Right.
This guy's looked upon as some kind of expert.
Right.
You know?
And then you know what else is funny? Is that they'll give they'll give Baylor credit. They give all these schools that, you know, oh, look at how Penn State has rebounded. And like, so you just got to, man, you're not going to win. You're not gonna win. That thinking is throughout the whole country as far as what I'm here. I make fun of Miami fans. But I understand where they're coming from. Like, man, you don't do it.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're journalists. It's our job to point out the flaws in what these people are saying.
No.
And scientists.
No.
Yes.
And scientists.
No. So I like just win games,
I'm
man.
Not,
win games. You
gonna,
can't. Here's another thing.
If you're gonna ask me to let it go,
you
I won't.
You can't.
I'm not going to.
No.
Don't
I'm
bring his father into it.
I didn't ask you to.
Don't bring.
You think I'm gonna ask you to let it go?
Listen. Don't.
No.
Keep Manny Diaz's father. Keep his name out your mouth, Paul Feinbaum. Please. Don't mention it. All right. You want to talk about football stuff? Fine.
Wait.
But
can
you
somebody
be,
tell
he wants,
me
he wants to be a child.
Here. Here's the other thing why it gets annoying. Can someone tell Leroy the last time Miami Hurricanes beat Ohio State was the last time Michigan beat them? 2011. Like,
by the way, that Ohio State team was terrible that the Canes
beat. By the way, are you commenting because I'm saying something wrong about Miami? What's your point?
Because you're coming at us with a – you want to come at it with a, hey, they don't know. Don't worry about it. But I am, but I am worried about
why?
It.
Why?
Because it bugs me.
Why?
Because it bugs me. Because it's late. I hear the same thing every time. And they looked upon this Feinbaum as some kind of expert. And you know what the worst part about him is? This is the worst part. This is why he's such an ass clown. Because if the Canes were to go out there and whoop that Gator's ass, which they will, he's going to be up there like a Joker with his stupid turnover chain on there, and he's gonna be part of the party. He's gonna put on the party hat, and he's gonna be like, "Just kidding, Hurricanes fans! I was here the whole time." No.
You better call in that day.
Oh, where?
Feinbaum.
The Feinbaum?
Yeah,
bet your ass. Trust me, I can call in and be like, "Paul, hey," and they'd let me right through. Listen. That security of Paul Feinbaum, they've let Bill through like 900 times. It's not airtight.
Okay, so so we know Peepo showed up on the Feinbaum show.
Yes,
I've done my research and talked to the parties involved. That was literally just Peepo calling up the caller line. Like there was no ESPN internal setup, like back line situation. Like he had no idea. It was just they just called right through and let him in. No problem.
Trust me, that Paul Feinbaum security is not tight. It's not tight. What do you want to talk about? Paul, I want to talk about them Bulldogs, Georgia. All right. Well, stay on hold. He'll get to you. And he will get to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because that Paul Feinbaum, he just sits there and he lets these hillbillies, they just talk. And that's the show. And he's built a fortune and an empire on it.
And so it doesn't say Georgia has 790 good players on their team.
That is his move. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody.
Got that breakfast coming.
You're so excited. You're like, I'm so hungry. I'm
so hungry.
If, by the way,
water, man.
If you pronounce challah one more time, coming over.
All right, I'm not pronouncing. No more C's for the rest of the day.
A Heat Help Cure is a partnership among the Miami Heat, Baptist Health South Florida, our Entercom Radio family, as we look to raise critical funds to help the nonprofit Miami Cancer Institute achieve a vision of a world without cancer. Our second annual 13-hour Heat Help Cure Radiothon is right here on the ticket in November. Going to have live interviews with Heat players, legends, Miami Cancer Institute physicians, and cancer survivors sharing their stories of hope and inspiration. We'll also be having our first community-wide dribble drive against cancer, which is going to take to the streets of Miami November 16th with our own Zaslow out there leading the way. 13.1 miles, man, on the dribble drive challenge. There's also, if you want to do something a little shortened up, 3.3 mile dribble drive, you could do that.
He's
or
wear a hat.
The dribble drive dash. Zaslow?
Yeah.
Probably.
Don't want to burn those hair follicles. He only have a couple left.
The dribble drive dash is right around the American Airlines perimeter. It's a great way to raise serious funds to help the fight against cancer. You guys can register now or donate by visiting heathelpcure.org.
So is Jethro going to walk with him, or is she going to hire a chauffeur to?
I don't know, dude. I don't know
her car.
I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, no. She's going to have one of those guys in the little, what do you call those things?
Scooter?
No.
No, rickshaw?
Yeah.
Segway?
Yeah.
No, oh, like the rickshaw. Like they have, you know. The
oh, like, in, like the pole? They're going to pull her?
Yeah.
I could just imagine.
What
can
are they going to do?
I honestly can't imagine Amber like carrying Zaslow across the finish line while he's like dribbling. His little legs are flailing.
Well, I mean, let's. I mean, whatever you want to say about Jethro and her loyalty to the Gators, she's fit.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, yes.
She, you know, does her working out, unlike me.
Mm-hmm.
And does Zaslow work out every day?
You're talking about does Zaslow work out every day? No.
He doesn't?
Dude, have you seen those legs?
I don't know. Really? I'm not one to judge.
I believe Zaslow had like a stint where he was going to Orange Theory. I believe that stint was a couple trips to Orange Theory.
Really?
Maybe I should work out with him in the afternoon.
I'd advise against it.
We live right next to you.
I'd advise against it. Why don't you just start out slow?
Maybe you can hook me up at that JCC at the gym. I got a bunch of free passes for you guys if you want to go over.
With your Cuba Diawara?
Yeah. The Hebrews hooked me up with a bunch of free passes to the JCC.
Really?
Yeah. The head of the poker tournament. Oh, you and Robbie are you're in if you want to go.
Okay.
28th, you're comped.
Boom. Yeah. How about that? How about that? The great Shannon the Cannon Briggs is going to make his debut in studio. He is en route to the station. You never know what's going to happen. This guy is he brings the energy. I want him to beat up Paul Feinbaum, though. It's kind of that's what I would like.
Should we send him just like randomly into like scare Julie and Tamara? They won't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I like happening. Like, you know, our business here is we bring former heavyweight champions of the world to the building just to bring up the energy. Sometimes we're walking around here in a toga.
I think we should bring them at like 9:30.
Well,
and then just have them, let's go champ.
Just have them walk right into a sales meeting.
Okay, so I don't know if you know this or not, but there's been a bit of a down the other end of the building where all of sales is. It's way open.
Yep.
The kitchen's also there. There's been some controversy,
yeah,
if you will. Because
people like it like a library over there.
Yeah. People that are working don't like talking, but like the area where the kitchen is where people kind of congregate.
That's where I socialize.
Right. And so they don't. There's a battle going on. So they had to take we usually have like a Cuban coffee time going on a couple times a day. We had to move that down to the mezzanine level because it was getting too loud during Cuban coffee time.
Got banished?
Yeah, it got banished down to the mezzanine level. So, you know, and I heard some managers yesterday telling people to pipe down and keep it quiet and blah, blah, blah.
Was one of them Galen?
No, he's in a different area. He doesn't
care. Zaslow's built like an individual packet of mayonnaise.
Plus one, point in the texture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Jesus.
Point.
You can see it.
For Texter.
Also, former Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We will talk to him nothing about sandwiches.
I think we have to ask two football questions, right?
Yeah, I think that's our minimum.
I would like to ask just one question.
Okay.
Right? Because Manny was there.
Right. Yep.
Okay? And they decided that Jaren Williams was the coach. Which means that, the quarterback.
Right.
Which means last year, okay, they really didn't have any intention on playing Jaren Williams.
Right.
But the two choices that he had to play quarterback, did that limit what he could do offensively? Because it seems like they should have never been the quarterback.
That's a good question.
Imagine being the coach.
That's a good question.
And being in a situation where neither of your options are any good.
Well, yeah, Jaren thought that he was better than both of them, but also maybe he also wasn't ready. Yeah, maybe he also wasn't ready.
Right.
It's possible.
Like, here's the thing is, you can, and Leroy can obviously speak to this, which is you can have all the skills in the world, but if you don't have the game plan or you, you know, make the wrong reads or what have you.
But that's my point is that, look, as long as I've been in offensive meetings and learning offenses and learning new offenses, the coaches will keep going as far as they think, give you as much as you can handle. When you start struggling with reads and protections and stuff like that, they simple it down a little bit so that everybody's on the same page. So if one person doesn't get it, that means we can't run that scheme.
Before we heard rumors that Jaren Williams might transfer, I had talked to people that knew him up in Georgia, that knew his quarterback coach and what have you, and the feedback that they were getting was that he was performing like really well, like showing up really well in practice. But, you know, maybe for some reason it wasn't clicking.
I think here's what happened.
You know, whatever.
I can almost guarantee you that when all of it started, they were like, we're going to use two of these guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to redshirt the other one.
I just think that it's one of those things, too, where what Trevor Lawrence did last year, and I know there's been like kind of a wave of freshman guys having success, but it didn't used to be the norm. Usually guys got a little time to cook, man.
Right. Especially when like down here, or remember USC?
Yeah.
When like, yeah.
No, there was a stable of guys.
Right.
You waited your turn.
You waited your turn. But it was like that in every university.
Like,
you,
like maybe redshirt sophomore season, like your third year of the program, you'd get a chance.
Yeah. There's so many – like, I always wondered, does that take away from the competitiveness of sports?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're never going to fight through a situation of getting to play. You're just going to go somewhere else where you can play, and it's easier for you.
You redshirted?
Yeah.
And, like, was that, like, when you were being recruited or when you were – like
it wasn't even an option back then. Depending on where you went to school. Like, I know for a fact. If I had gone to LSU, I could have played as a freshman.
Right. But okay. You knew what was ahead of you at Michigan going there. Like,
right.
You knew
one, because all the other running backs were from the area.
Right.
Nobody knew who the hell I was.
Right.
I was just a kid that always wanted to go to Michigan.
Right.
You could have had all those Ed Orgerons just cheering you on.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that doesn't go around there, Leroy.
So I knew the situation I was in. When I got to Michigan, Michigan was ranked number one in the country, so the chance of me playing and – it was just assumed. Like, yeah. Most freshmen redshirted back then. I mean, we had two freshmen that played, and it was on, one of them was by accident, Greg McMurtry, who ended up playing for the Pats.
Patriots, yeah.
And Chris Callaway, played two plays and lost his eligibility.
Wow.
Because he played two plays, and Bo yelled at the coach.
And I definitely love the way it is now where they get to do what
they get to play,
they get
a little bit of
action. You get those blowouts, and now guess what? When you get to the Savannah States or the Bethune-Cookmans and you get to that second half and you can throw the young guys in there to give them a little bit of experience.
Get a taste.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It keeps you motivated. There was the worst feeling in college was knowing – you putting in all the work, you doing all the things that everybody else is doing, but then when it's time to reap the rewards of all your hard work, you couldn't even play.
Speaking of which, this Dan Enos, huh? He's in the lab, son. He's in the lab.
I
saw yesterday Tate Martell. He's doing both.
Can I ask you a question?
Let me just tell you.
Why is everybody making official. This sound like this is a big deal?
Oh,
here's what I was.
The options are open, Leroy.
Oh yeah, got UM bro quarterback.
Are you gonna
let UM
me finish?
Bro receiver?
No, go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you go and play for a football team,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The first thing a coach tell you, are you willing to do whatever it takes to help your team win?
Yeah.
If that means doing something at another position and you have the ability to help your team do that, you do it. That's the way everybody has gone on to a team. When you look at teams, so it's not that big. You know how many quarterbacks that have ended up playing another position?
Yeah, but this is different.
It's not a big deal. Not a big deal.
But they don't have the mad scientist that is Dan Enos.
Dan Enos had a lab coat on yesterday. All right, he was
not
in the
lab.
Not
that big of a deal.
They're going to have a little bit of razzle
dazzle. They're going to have a Tate package.
Yeah. What if you have a Martell package over here? Jaren Martell, they're both there. Who knows? One's in motion and sweeps to him, throws the ball. Is that a thing? I don't even know.
Question.
It's a thing now.
Oh, yeah. What if Jaren Williams puts puts Tate Martell on his shoulders, and then Tate throws the ball down
like
the field.
Yes.
One small problem with all your chicanery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why Tate Martell is not playing quarterback is because he can't throw.
That's an inaccurate statement. No.
So you're going to design an offense where he can throw it out of another position?
Yeah.
When the reason why he's not playing quarterback is because his accuracy is bad?
No, just throw it out there once. Jeff Thomas will be wide open. They won't expect a thing.
They won't know what hit him.
I mean, wide open. Will the ball get to him, though, is a different question.
No, it'll get in the vicinity.
You ever hear about the Philly special? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Famous play?
Yep, Philly special.
Right, this is the Telly special. Martelli special.
What?
Yep, Telly special.
You guys are idiots.
Here it comes. What's that?
You guys are
idiots. Oh, my gosh. Flip to him. Oh, he just threw it to Jaren Williams, who reverses it over to Jeff Thomas. Touchdown, Miami Hurricanes. It's a beautiful thing. Telly special.
The White is in the end zone.
Oh, beast. By the way, side note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't a Japanese cheese wrap.
What was it?
Jalapeno cheese wrap.
Ooh.
Learn more about Beast and Leroy's breakfast order next.